Hey, good morning, everyone. I was thinking about our members who are 55 plus, and more so our members who are in their 60s and 70s, because we have a huge squad of you guys that are 60 and 70 year olds who are just at a different stage in your life. So I've been reading in the 55 plus group a lot about some of the I like to just read what you guys talk about and stuff. And so I thought I would shoot a quick video this morning, specifically talking to you. But if you are anyone at any stage, I totally think you'll get benefit out of this. So that's like one of the first things I want to talk about, just in general inside of No BS, is there is a mindset sometimes that blocks us, which is my situation is different, therefore I won't get much out of this different situation. I'm going to tell all of you, please challenge that thought and challenge it in a huge way, which means you're going to do your paper thinking and you're going to write on how that feels when you think my situation is different, so I can't get anything out of like listening to moms or listening to people who are on the corporate track or whatever it is. Here's how I know that is not true. A lot of what I study for weight loss comes from podcasts and things that have nothing to do with weight loss. Nothing. I listen to a lot of podcasts on like social justice issues. I listen to a lot of podcasts on business building. I listen to a lot of podcasts on financial stuff because there's all these things that I want to learn more about. And I want to figure out in my head, I agree and I don't agree with things, but because I am listening and like with an open mind that there's like, what are they really saying here? I promise you 70% of the ideas and the things I teach come from stuff that has nothing to do with weight loss at all. Like I'm not just sitting around going on my walks and doing the things, listening to weight loss podcasts and coaching podcasts. I don't. The vast majority of everything that I read and stuff has nothing to do with our topic. It's nothing to do with mindset. It's all about these other things that I'm like, huh, that applies this way. So that's the number one thing, is to think about how often am I missing out on the opportunity to make my brain think differently? Like, I want you to think about that. And how can I start opening my mind up inside of No BS to hear different situations, different things, to see if I can find the lesson? And I will tell you, when your brain has to work in that way, this is where I nerd out on how the brain works. When your brain is listening to something that has nothing to do with the problem you're trying to solve, but you are trying to figure out how it could apply to your problem, you speed up problem solving 10x because it's challenging your brain to work in a different way. It's challenging your brain to not just need the information spoon-fed to it. I don't think there's anything wrong with being spoon-fed. I mean, I'm just going to tell you, the reason why I shoot most of my videos is so your brain doesn't have to do all the heavy lifting, but that doesn't mean that I don't want you doing some heavy lifting. It's just like if you're working out. Let me give you a workout example. For all of you who don't know anything about muscle building, when you are going to start lifting weights, if you want to build muscle and you want to get stronger, get more balanced, if you want to, as you lose weight, be able to what we call unwrap the gifts, which means that when you're losing weight, you're not technically going to be able to, unless you're starting from scratch, you just can't add much muscle. In order to add muscle, you have to eat in a surplus while also lifting weights heavy. That's the only way to bulk up. Trust me, I did a bulk about 10 years ago where I had to gain 30 pounds. And let me just tell y'all, it was talk about some mind management. I didn't even have my life coaching then, but I had to do some straight up mind management to go from 150 pounds to 180 pounds deliberately. So, I mean, like once you lose weight, not many of us are like, yeah, I'm going to on purpose put on some weight so I can on purpose take it back off. So that's the only way to build a lot of muscle. But what you can do is most of us are walking around with some pretty muscles underneath. No matter what, even if you haven't worked out, muscle is just pretty. And so as you lose weight, if you lift, you keep a lot of your muscle while your body is looking to get rid of fat because the muscle is being challenged. So one of the best ways to build muscle is to do it in different ways, which means sometimes you're going to lift lighter with heavier weights. Sometimes you're going to use body weight only so that you get a lot more stability work. And then sometimes you're going to lift heavier so that your muscles are doing some real heavy lifting. And that approach where you're mixing it up helps you build better muscle. So I say all that because one of the things I want you guys to understand is that especially for my 60 and 70 year olds, the heavy lifting in your brain, y'all, is not done. It's not finished. I think that one of the things that I wanted to talk about was your goals are now different. Like one of the things I keep reading is I don't have kids in the house anymore. There's a lot of therefore it's hard for me to relate to coaching calls. So like phase one is understanding you don't need to have little kids in the house to understand if someone's getting coached and they feel like they hate their life because they have little kids and stuff. If you're sitting around thinking, I wasted my life, or you're sitting around thinking, I have regrets, that's all the same coaching. It's all the same. It does apply. So when I was thinking about 60 plus, some of the stuff, like one of the other things, this is the second point I wanted to make. So the first point is, don't automatically assume because you're at a different place in life that you don't have things in common. That's number one. It's like I'm always on the hunt for commonality, not for why I'm different. And this is beneficial for everybody. I want you to think about how often you have overate, how often you have blown your plan because you're sitting around thinking things like, I'm different. This is why this won't work for me. This is why I can't. We do this all the time and we don't even realize we're doing it. We just say it as if it's just true. When the truth, that's not even true. Like if you're in your 60s or 70s and you don't have kids, the truth isn't, I have nothing in common with a mom. The truth is, I bet I can find things I can learn. Either one can be just as true. But we don't think about that. We don't question the stuff that we think. Now, if you think I don't have anything in common with this call and you don't, it doesn't leave you feeling bad and you are able to find plenty of things to listen to and get value out of, then skip those calls for sure. That is not what I'm saying. But I think what ends up happening a lot of times is that thought, I don't have anything in common with, what we end up doing is we use that as a smokescreen for, therefore, like I want you to think about the parentheses after the sentence, therefore, it's going to be harder for me. Therefore, I can't lose weight. Therefore, I don't know what to do. Therefore, I can't find my answers. And that is why that thought has to be looked at. So if you're using it and you end up, like when you think about it and what it does is it has you looking for the most important information for you. It has you on the right trail. You're feeling like you're able to do this. Like it's you're making your own way. That's awesome. You keep it. This is how we always know if a thought is worth keeping. We look at how we feel after we think it. and we look at what we do because of how we're thinking and feeling. And if it's leading to positive actions, then you keep it. It's not a problem thought. But if it feels, I don't have anything in common with this stuff, if it feels isolating, lonely, abandoned, if it feels like that, it's not useful. It means it's covering up a belief you have about you, which means it's signaling, work on the belief. And I would invite you to listen to more things to see if you can find some commonality, to figure out what is similar for you, because you're going through life isolating yourself one thought at a time. And I think that that's what happens a lot in 60s and 70s, which brings me to that second point, which is, it's not that you don't have goals now. You have to challenge yourself to have goals that matter, which for a lot of you, I read, there's a lot of loneliness that happens. It's like your kids do go away and the grandbabies don't live close. And you might be in marriages where, you know, there's, it's not that you're in a bad marriage, but it's, you know, it's more like co-living now. So I want you to think about the goals that happen when you're in your 60s and 70s. So I actually did some writing about this morning because it matters to me that I have an amazing life. At the end of the day, when I draw my last breath, I just don't want there to be regrets. It worries me. I watched my grandparents go through cancer and die, and they had regrets. And I don't want that. And I don't want it for me, and I don't want it for y'all. And so I think about, like, you know, if you're in your 60s or 70s, good Lord, you could be on this earth 30 or 40 more years with the way that we have medicine advances, screenings for things that can kill you. That is a lifetime ahead of you. But a lot of you act like it's almost over. 30 or 40, you don't know how long you've got. 30 or 40 years, like, bank on it. And think about how much time that is. And what do you want out of this part of your life? I think what we do is we sit around and we think about what we can't have, what makes us different, what keeps us separated. And I just think it's such a shame that women are basically, and this is part of our social conditioning, men are not taught that they're washed up at 60 or 70 years old. Look at actors. They're still getting starring roles. They're still doing amazing things. Women, though, we're kind of taught and conditioned that the older we get, like, the worse it is. We have to change that. We can't, like, you don't wait on society to change it. You don't wait on, like, just drop that mindset and decide, I live for me. I don't live for society's narrative about me. If you want to enjoy your life, make it a goal to figure out, where do I not enjoy it now? And what could I start doing to do that? I think goals do change. I think about me, I was writing about this morning, in 60s and 70s. You know, a lot of my goals in my 60s and 70s will probably switch. Hang on, I don't want to get run over by this golf cart. I'm over here just walking into talking. I was thinking about this morning, you know, I don't know if I'm going to still want to be running a business and stuff. You know, Logan's graduating this year. But what I do know is, like, some of the goals I was writing down would be to learn new things, learn how to do new things so that I keep my brain sharp. You know, that will be on me to do that, to not just always do what I always did. Strengthen relationships. I've always been a big believer that with me and Chris, our marriage is not happenstance. Our marriage is work. We go to work on it all the time. When we transition to our 60s and 70s, I know we'll have different level work. It will be upon me to figure out the relationship I want with him. And the most important one is the relationship with myself. you know, I know that my goals in my 60s and 70s will be to redefine how I think about myself at that age, to redefine what I think my potential is, because it's so easy in society for us to get caught up in thinking our potential is what society has been telling us and teaching us and showing us in ads all these years. And it's just not true. So I just wanted to do that little message for all of you this morning. Just know that 60, 70 plus year olds, y'all are on my heart. Y'all are on my mind all the time. My mom is in your age range. I still have a grandmother who's 83 years old living. A lot of my friends are in their 60s. A really big portion of my friends are all in their 60s. A good portion of my team is 50 plus. We have, I think, 2 or 3 60-year-olds on the team. And we have a few in their 50s. And then a lot of us are almost 50. Like, we're coming up in the, like I'm 47. We're coming up on our 50s. So, we think about y'all and we want to help you. And I just wanted to give y'all a little love this morning. All right, that's all I got. I hope you got something out of this. If so, leave it in the comments of the post so I can see what you liked, what questions you have, and I'd be happy to answer them. All righty, bye-bye.